You've been listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice. Community radio broadcasting from our studios in Salmon Arm. Community radio is a nonprofit, volunteer-driven enterprise engaging in outreach and entertainment, telling stories about living in the Shoe Swap. To find out more about community radio, go to voiceoftheshoeswap.ca and check out our programming. Stream our content now. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week, Live in the Shoe Swap is on the road to Ashton Creek for some genuine roots music with the Sons of Bitumen, two dashing string plunkers by the name of Sam Masterton and Jake Verberg. Before the break, you heard one of Sam's tunes entitled Billy the Kid. Up next, we'll hear another Masterton original entitled Redemption Brother. But first, Sam, Jake, and I discuss the meaning of the term roots music. Roots music.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw this one at you because I've yet to have somebody come up and give me a real good working definition of roots music. What I end up with something like the judge's definition of pornography. I can't define it, but I know it when I see it.
Right. Right. That's a good analogy. Yeah. So what's the question?
Well, okay. So what's roots music mean to you? I guess is what I'm coming with.
Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying. I don't know. It's a good question, and I guess the roots word gets thrown out as a blanket statement for all sorts of stuff, and people win awards as roots musicians when they're playing like almost funk, and it's tricky, you know, that like it's, I think the lines have been blurred, yeah. So that there's no real, you don't. Yeah, I feel like the lines have really been blurred and everyone's kind of had acceptance into moving different directions and not being pinned down to a certain pigeonhole.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe roots just means like not thrash metal. You know?
No, that's fair enough.
You know, it's almost what it isn't more than what it is.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does, because it is really something that's hard to pin down. Like you said, there's different artists that get classified at roots, but you kind of dig deeper into what they're doing, and you go, well, maybe not. I've had some people insist that it has to be acoustic. I'm not convinced, but that it has to be completely acoustic. I don't know. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think, like, if you were to roots, I don't know. It kind of implies, it implies. I think it kind of implies a groundedness to it. Like, you wouldn't. It would be hard to put like an experimental jazz roots band together.
Right.
Okay. You know. So it implies some kind of wholesomeness. I don't know, quite
simplicity, maybe is the word.
Maybe simplicity, not necessarily. Okay. It's really tough.
We can agree that jazz isn't a roots music, but what about Chicago blues, you know, electric blues? Is that roots, do you think? So say B.B. King or Albert King or something like that.
That comes that if I were to say, yeah, Albert King, B.B. King, or you know, Stevie Ray Vaughan, or I mean, I'd say blues.
Okay.
I think BB would put himself as a blues man.
Yeah. Would blues fall under the roots umbrella, do you think?
I think so.
In my head, it does.
Yeah, in my head, it does.
And I think a lot of people would agree. Yeah. So, you know, and so what some other things we could throw under that umbrella, do you think?
Well, I think bluegrass fits under the roots. Sure. Somewhat. Begrudgingly, I think that they would have to.
Well, bluegrass is almost jazz in some ways.
Yeah.
Certainly has the improvisational aspect of it.
It can, certainly, yeah. It certainly can. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Richard. That's a good question. I don't give titles too much thought. I don't know what the
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't spend a lot of time contemplating what my music is.
It is what it is.
I just puke it out, and if you like it, you like it, and if they don't, well, that's fine, you know? Yeah.
That's all for now. I trust you enjoyed the honest sounds of the Sons of Bitumen. I'm Richard Sevigny. Thank you for tuning in and supporting Community Radio. I hope you can come back at this time next week for more live in the Shoe Swap.